Welcome to the Word of Life podcast. Hope you're having a beautiful day. Today, Pastor Chris says, the same quality of life. The scripture is taken from 1 John 3 verse 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Some people ask, do we really have the same quality of life as our Heavenly Father right now in the earth? Or is it something that will happen when we get to heaven? Some get confused by their misunderstanding of what the Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15 verse 52. And the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. First, it's important to understand that your real life, your spirit, came from the Word. So, beyond the physical frame, you have in you the life and nature of God, the life of the Word. God's Word is seed, and the seed is the life-carrying faculty of a living thing. The life of God is transferred or transmuted through His Word, which is His seed. For example, when He said to the Virgin Mary, "You shall conceive and give birth to a son," the Word He spoke became Jesus. Through the agency of that same Word, He gave birth to us as new creatures, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 23. The underlined word seed is translated from the Greek word sperma, from where the English word sperm is derived. The Bible says, "Of His own will begat He us by the word, seed of truth, that we should be the first and the best of His creatures." This is how we became sons and daughters of God, with the same quality of life as our Heavenly Father. Our opening verse says, "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God." Right now, we are the vital sons of God in truth, because we are actually born of Him. In the next verse, John emphasizes it. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. On the outside, we may not look so great, but in our spirits, we are absolutely like Him, being born of Him. He brought us into His realm, His class of being. No wonder 1 John 4 verse 17 says, "As He is, so are we in this world." Please say the confession after me. I'm a partaker of the divine nature, an associate of the God kind, with the same quality and type of life as my Heavenly Father. I live in dominion, far above darkness and all the depravities that affect the human nature. As a result of the divine life and nature of God in me. Hallelujah. For further study, you can read the following scriptures. 1 John chapter 5 verses 11 to 13 and Romans chapter 8 verse 29. Have a beautiful and blessed day. May God bless you.
And if you've listened to this article, but you have not accepted the Lord Jesus into your heart. But you see, when you accept the Lord Jesus today, your life will never be the same. Glory to God. You'll be a brand new man as Jesus by His Spirit comes to dwell in you. He'll begin to align you according to His Word. you will begin to enjoy this life. Hallelujah. Would you accept what He's done for you today? And say this simple word of prayer with me, meaning every word from the bottom of your heart. Just say, "Oh Lord God, I believe in your Son Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, who I believe died for me, who I believe you raised from the dead for me. I accept him today as the Lord of my life from this day forward. I receive eternal life through him and in his name. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God." Hallelujah. Congratulations if you said that word of prayer. This means that you now belong to the family of God. Let us know so we can send you useful materials that can help you as you grow in the Lord. You can find our email address in any of our podcast notes. Praise the Lord. Thank you all for listening today. Don't forget to comment, like, and share this podcast with your loved ones. Till next time, keep speaking forth faith-filled words to change your world forever. Amen. God bless you.